So we know what racism is, and we also know that it is wrong. But do we know why it is wrong? Also, what can we do to help the situation? We will find out on today's episode. This is the ABC Podcast. So today we're going to get into the topic of why racism is wrong and what we can do in the situation. But first, let us discuss the overwhelming fact that it is blazing hot in the studio right now, and I need to keep that fan on. So if you hear it's in the background, that is just my fan to get some moving air in here so I'm not sweating all over the equipment. Okay, with that being said, let us move on to the Bible. James chapter number 2 and verse 9 says, "But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors." Now, this word respect here is not referring to a reverence. We are to respect our authorities and reverence them in the place that God has put them in and allowed them to take rule. But this word respect here in this verse refers to partiality. We are not to have partiality towards people. Just as a judge is to be disinterested and fair towards parties in a court of law, we are to be impartial to everyone, regardless of what we can see, what the color of their skin is, etc., etc. What we can see, and honestly, you know, we can't see the whole story. What can we see? What can we see when we first meet people? Well, we can find the answer in 1 Samuel chapter number 16 and verse 7, which says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." You see, there is nothing we can do about this. Okay, it is what it is. We can only see the outside. And so many times we see the negative. We see the negatives of people before the positives, and regardless of what, if we see the negatives or the positives first, we judge on only what we can see, which, like I said before, is only the outward appearance. So, the world would be such a better place if no one was racist, sexist, and biased, but unfortunately that is not the case. And there's no point in attempting to say that, oh, we can just remove all bias from the world, because that's just not going to happen, because we're human beings, and we judge based on what we see, which is the outside. So, what can we do about racism, knowing all this? Well, I'm reminded of a time in the Bible, in the New Testament, when race was definitely a dividing factor, or I should say nationality, more like. But, in fact, it was quite crucial, because it had to do with salvation. It was a determining factor in how a person got saved at one point. Or, I should say, people were making it more of an issue than it really needed to be. But anyway, in Acts chapter number 15, we see the story. The Jews, some of the Jews anywhere, were attempting to say that if a Gentile was trying to get saved, they had to be circumcised. Now, first of all, a Gentile is anybody that is not a Jew. And if you don't know what circumcision is, well, I'm not going to be the one to tell you. If you do know what it is, then great. The churches gathered together to discuss the issue. There's a lot of controversy and debating about this. Finally, Simon Peter made a statement that is still true today. Acts 15, 7 through 11, I'll read it to you here. "And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost. And now, therefore, why tempt ye God?" Excuse me, I skipped a bit there. "Giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they." So there is only one thing that we can do, okay, about racism. And that thing is, we can only see every person as an individual for which Jesus died. When you look at the negative in anybody, just remember the fact that you need Jesus just as much as they do. When we get our eyes off someone's race and onto the fact that if they were the only one alive, Jesus still would have died for them alone. When we think about that, then we will be more gracious in the way we treat them. Even though we can only see the outside, we can still see the love that Jesus had for that person. I am at this time reminded of another verse, 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 9, which says in the second part there, but God is talking about the Lord, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. At the end of the day, when it comes down to it all, Jesus doesn't care about what skin color you are. Jesus doesn't care about your preferences. Jesus doesn't care about your beliefs. He died for every single person in this world, and that's all we need to get our eyes on, is the fact that Jesus died for every single person, regardless of what race, what skin color, what nationality they are. And so many times, that's what we get our eyes on as humans. We just see the outside. We don't see the heart. We don't see the heart. We don't see the heart that needs Jesus. We don't see the heart that Jesus died for. We don't see the soul that needs saving. We don't see Jesus dying for everybody. We get our eyes off that. We get our eyes onto what we can see, which is their skin color. But we need to get our eyes back on the fact that Jesus died for them just as much as he died for us. And that if they were the only one on this earth, Jesus still would have died for them. When we get to thinking about that, we begin to respect people a lot more. When we realize the fact that Jesus died for every man, according to the fact that he needed a Savior, then we can respect people not as their race stands, not as the color of their skin that we can see, but we begin then and then only to respect them based on the fact that they are a living soul which needs a Savior. And none of us is better than anybody else. I'm not talking about skin color here. I'm not talking about all this stuff going around like white privilege and stuff or you know, more of a victim. I'm talking about the fact that all of us have broken the law. All of us have sinned. Everybody has come short of the glory of God, and therefore we all need a Savior, no matter who we are, and like I said, how we appear, what the color of our skin is, we all need Jesus. Jesus died for each and every one of us. So the question is today, Ambassador, will you take that news to somebody? Will you take that news to somebody else? Will you take that good news to somebody that needs it? No matter what their skin color is, Jesus died for them. No matter what their beliefs are, Jesus died for them. And he loves them, and he wants to see them saved, as we just saw. He wants everybody to come to repentance. But as we know, it has to be a decision on their part. It can't just be God's not going to shove it down their throat, because that's where free will comes into place, which is not a discussion for today. But anyway, Jesus died for everybody, no matter what their skin color is, and that's how we should see everybody in the world, no matter of what race or nationality they are. And so, I hope that is a help to you today. If you did enjoy today's episode, I would appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating. And then also, if you feel the need, do not hesitate to go ahead and hit the share button to be a blessing to somebody else. Also, if you want to keep up with the latest episodes, please do go ahead and hit the subscribe button as well. That would be greatly appreciated, and I think that would be a help to you. But other than that, appreciate you listening today. God bless you. This is the ABC Podcast. Have a great day. God bless.